So, good morning
Добро,
once again. Welcome
утро
to Office 365
раз.
Summit. And this is the Link Developer Track. Oh, so this is Developer Track, and this is the Link Development Session. My name is Mariusz Ostrowski once again. I'm from Poland. I'm UC architect, which basically means I'm not a developer. So, why I'm doing the developer sessions? Well, because this is the introductory session, even if it says deep dive, we will be doing an overview over the Link APIs or application programming interfaces, and I will be focusing primarily on one of the interfaces, which is very important for us in the context of Office 365. I presume some of you might have expectations here to see how you do the programming. I probably will not be able to fulfill the expectations, that expectation, but I hope I'll be able to give you a good background on how to start developing applications with Link, where to go, how to find resources. Let's start with a general statement. What's the general statement when it comes to Link development or development applications around Link, I should be saying? Well, for developers with Link, we tried to build a kind of a platform that they could stick their applications to and enable real-time communication within their application. So it's not like a Link native application that is doing the communication, but your own application can start communication leveraging Link infrastructure, either Link infrastructure located on-premise in your own network or in the cloud. And the part of the mission, part of the idea was also that the communication could run possibly across a wide range of devices, operating systems, and platforms. So we are trying to build those APIs to enable developers, application developers, to be platform independent. That's also very important idea, I think. So talking about the opportunity here, where primarily you can think of developing application, it's this right part of the, let me just check where the laser. It's this right part of the slide here. It's about developing applications for mobile devices and developing application communication enabled application for mobile devices and developing communication enabled application for PCs that would be using or other devices that would be using web browsers. That gives us that platform independence. So, agenda of the session, I already covered briefly the vision. I will introduce the APIs, the Link APIs, and primarily the Unified Communication Web API, or UCWA. And then, in the second part of my session, I will give you some demos and some examples and some starting points, if you wish, how to start, how to begin your own development using those APIs. The whole idea of communication enabling applications is to basically enhance communications. Enhancing communications means providing additional information, like a presence information, to users, to allow them to quickly identify and quickly see if they can communicate at that point in time and with whom. Sometimes communication-enabling applications are also about self-service. That means basically, instead of communicating with the other person, you would be, or the user would be communicating with some automated systems. We know them from the past, from the voice world. These were interactive voice response systems, but these days it's more about the interacting with the automated answering bots or web chatting systems via web pages and being able to develop your applications using link to enable such use of communication. So let's start with a kind of overview of what APIs, what application programming interfaces we had in Link, and where is our direction. So it all started from what's called Link Server SDK, which is essentially a very low-level API that allows to write a piece of code that's being added to the Link Server, Link front-end server. And the intention here is to parse SIP messages. SIP is the protocol that is being used by Link to enable communication, to set up sessions, communication sessions, be either instant messaging session or audio session. And through the Link Server SDK, you could influence how these sessions are set up. As you can imagine, this is a very low-level API. It's really hard to build a sophisticated application using that low-level API. It has its own use. There are certain pieces of Link Server that are even built using this API, but it's mostly used by partners to develop a very customized extension to the Link Server. And because of its complexity, we tried to come up with some other APIs. The next API that we came up with is called Unified Communication Managed API, or UCMA. The UCMA is also a server-side API, but it was made in a more abstract way. It's not a code that is sitting on Link Server, actually. It's code that's registered to the Link Server. And thanks to that code that is running using that API is able to provide the functionalities like routing calls or bots that provide automatic responses, or you can build your own IVR systems. That API is again primarily used by our partners who develop applications like call center applications, because through that API, they are able to influence the flow of the communication that's coming through the Link Server. Again, from the developer of application perspective, could be useful, but it's also quite hard to code using that application, that API, and it's again the application programming interface that is very tied with the Link Server itself. Stepping slightly aside, it's in the order here, but it's slightly on the side. I'll visualize that in a moment. We have a Link Client API, or SDK if you wish. I use these two acronyms, API and SDK, interchangeably here. The point here is it's about the ability to control the Link Client or the libraries that the Link Client is using, so you can use or control the Link Client, launch communication using the client, and even if you wish, you can also use that API to completely hide the Link Client and use the capabilities of the Link Client, like ability to set up audio conversation or ability to set up the conference. The challenge with this API, though, is that it requires those libraries and requires the Link Client itself, if you wish, to be running on the device that is about to use the application that is running that API, that is using that API. So it's not only your application, but also the Link Client that would have been there. So these three APIs, they were introduced, I believe, in the some of them were introduced even before Link 2013. Some of them come from the OCS days. However, we felt that these APIs are quite complex. So we came up with a solution. We came up with an API that's called Unified Communication Web API, or UCWA. On the opposite of the other APIs, this API is not really tied to the server or a client. It's a web-based API. it's a collection of queries and responses defined that anyone from any device, any platform, any OS can issue towards that API that's running on the Link server, of course. And you can either ask for some properties, ask for some information, or request some actions. We will be covering that API in much deeper way during this session, actually. And just to visualize that, as I was saying, the Link Server API is very low-level API. It's the API that's sitting really inside of the Link Server. The UCMA API is built upon the Link Server, and then we have the UC Web API, which is actually built above the UCMI. So this is kind of relationship of these APIs, and the Link Client API is a client's API on the side, right? So because this is Office 365 Summit, we also would like to address here the question how that relates to the Link Online, right? Because as you've heard already during my session, I was mentioning this Link Server, Link Client, and this is the Office 365 Summit. So how about the Link Online part of Office 365? So there are good news and even better news. It is definitely there is a quite high level of attention of the Link product group to enable application development for the cloud, for the Office 365. As of today, some of these APIs are currently supported with the Link Online. Client API, client SDK, if you wish, can definitely be used. The UC web application and UCMI applications, UCMA API are currently not part of the Link Online, but they are coming there, right? You can definitely use them today with the on-premise scenarios and what is called the hybrid scenario. Hybrid scenario is where you have the Link server and the cloud, Office 365, Link Online, working together as a single environment. But the native support for the UC Web API is coming to Link Online, and UCMA, slightly modified UCMA APA, will also be there in Link Online in the first part of 2015, calendar year 2015. And I feel you have a question.
Yes. So if I use hybrid deployment, this means my UCVA or UCMA interaction will be with on-premises part of installation?
Yeah, the question, or rather ask for a confirmation, was whether in a hybrid environment you would have the UC Web UCWA or UCMA application running towards the Link on-prem part of the hybrid, and that is correct. That's absolutely correct.
If I schedule a conference, it will be always scheduled in on-premises part of page.
Correct. If you schedule a conference using, for example, UCWA in a hybrid environment, it will be hosted in a conferencing server on-prem in a hybrid environment, not in the cloud. But still, that means that all the users, either on-prem Link users or cloud users, could, of course, join that conference. It's just where the conference is happening. Absolutely correct. Now, in first part of 2015, your same application, UCWA application, could also be working against cloud, directly against cloud, and then your conferences could be in the cloud. Yeah, which basically, if I can simplify the message here, because I was asked to kind of explain the message. For the developers, as of today, you can start thinking of developing applications using or against UCWA. You just need to have your on-premise development environment or hybrid environment for development, and then in roughly a couple of months, you will be able to provide your application. Also for the users that don't have on-prem, you can also provide that application, sell that application to anyone that's just using Link Online. Right? That's the message.
Is it related to mobile client?
Okay, I got the question. So the question was, I'll be repeating questions for the sake of recording here. So the question was whether the Link Client SDK has a relationship or is used, I guess, in the Link Mobile application. And the answer is no. Actually, Link Mobile, and I'll be discussing that, as well as some other products from Microsoft or pieces of Link products from Microsoft, they are actually using UCWA API. They are not using Link Client SDK. Okay. If there are no more questions, then I'll move on. Now for next, I think at least half an hour, we'll dive into the UC Web API. During this part of the session, I'll try to explain what it is. I will give you examples, some demos as well. Okay, so what it is. It's, as I said, it's an API that is supposed to work across platforms, devices. It's browser independent, right? The reason why it's browser independent or platform independent because it embraces, it uses HTTP protocol as the mechanism for communicating towards that API, right? So it's either your application or the web browser itself that's issuing HTTP requests, getting responses, and of course, if that's a web browser, that would be rather some kind of application, JavaScript application, or part of the server-side application that would be issuing these responses, these queries, and analyzing responses. The API is based on the principle of REST, which is an approach to programming in the web world, and I'll be discussing that in a moment. But the point here is, through that API, we reveal at this moment certain properties and provide certain ability to launch certain actions, like schedule conferences already mentioned here during this session, from the web browsers or applications running within them. So where they can run? As I said, they can run the UC web-enabled application. They can run from the web browsers, on PCs, or on mobile devices. That's also a very important message. The principle of designing the UC web application relies on two pillars, two important points. First, it's, as I said, HTML or HTTP-based type of communication, and the REST approach, which is basically what today's modern web world is using. It's the same approach as like Facebook is using also for in their APIs. It's also important to know that it's language independent. What does it mean that it's language independent? Because the API, UC Web API, is based on HTTP, you can use literally any programming language you like to issue those queries. You can use your own application, you can write your own application in JavaScript or PHP or C Sharp, theoretically in any type of language. I think that freedom for developer is very important because developers, I believe, they have their habits, which types of programming language they prefer to use, or there are some applications that are already written in a certain language, right? And we are not forcing you to use other language because it's a HTTP-based API, as I was saying. And we already mentioned Link Mobile as one of the applications that's using that UC Web API, Link Mobile client that's running on your mobile devices is using. Link Web application, funny the name, Link Web application clearly denotes, clearly reveals that these is also using this UC Web application API. And actually, it's quite powerful application that has been written against this API, provides the ability to communicate, join conferences, of course, not schedule, but join, provides ability to use chatting, instant messaging, whiteboarding, and also audio and video capabilities through a separate plugin that's additional to the UC Web application. The point here is to just give you the art of possible, and with that, I would like to switch for a moment to a short demo, actually two demos, I will show and explain during the demo what's happening behind the scenes. So I'll be stopping. It will not be a live demo at this moment. These two will be recorded demos, and I'll be stopping the recording and explaining what's happening in the background. So give me a second. I'll just need to set up. All right. So the first demo is about the what's called Travel Connect. The intention here, the idea here is that, let me just stop it before it goes. The intention here and the idea behind the demo, again, this is just a demo. This is not something that's live, but the idea is to show you what the UC Web API can deliver. Idea. We at Microsoft, we are frequent travelers. I travel almost every week. Sometimes when I come to the evening to some place, I could assume that there might be some other people, some people from Microsoft that I might even know, that are also in the same place, same city, right? I just don't know because they are from other departments, right? So, well, maybe I would like to meet with these guys. Maybe I'd like to go to the dinner together with them, right? Maybe I will be able to get in my new job Microsoft thanks to that. You know, this is the idea, but behind the scene what is happening, if we go together, we can share taxi, we can share dinner, stuff like that. There are also certain ideas behind them, like cost cutting, stuff like that. So how that link plugs into it? How can you do programming of applications against it? So here's the thing, right? What you see here, it's a very simple application, right? That once the user is in some city, and I'm sorry, probably from the end you cannot see it very well, but the idea is when I'm going to a certain location, I'm saying, all right, I'm in that city, or maybe I can use my built-in GPS in my mobile device and basically say, get my location and, you know, just let's use that telemetry data to see where I am, okay? So that's the first step in application. Nothing to do with Link yet, right? Okay, then basically when my location is already known, I'm saying I'm going to be there from that day to that day, right? So it's all about, so far, about kind of populating the information that I could later leverage or my link-enabled application will be able to leverage. And then someone is saying, I'm basically in right now in some city, like in Redmond, and could anyone join me for a dinner tonight because I don't have any plans. So I'm just like posting my location and I'm posting my travel details. I'm there from that time to that time, and anyone is interested in a dinner, something like that, right? Or maybe I could say, I'm interested in sharing a taxi from the airport to office, something like that, okay? So, and here comes the moment where the link APIs come into play. When I post that information, right, what's happening behind the scenes, right? Excuse me. What's happening behind the scenes, my custom application is doing a search against kind of database which is fed by similar travelers, right? Other people are also posting kind of this type of information. And I can quickly do a search and see, oh, there are some people in the same city, in the same time frame, and they also are interested in similar things like going for a drink or going for dinner or riding a taxi, stuff like that, right? And then here is the moment of truth, right? Because I have several of them, right? Some of them I might know, some of them I don't know, and maybe I don't care, right? But if I see someone that I know, maybe I would like to simply communicate with that person, right? And here, if you see, you already see some kind of link-specific things. Do you see the yellow thing here? That's a presence of that person. Well, actually, that person is now away, right? So probably I will not contact her, but let's see, maybe someone else. Well, actually she became, someone else that I know became active, right? So why don't I chat to her, right? Now, if I'm using that application, that Travel Connect that application that's connecting Travis application on my mobile, why would I open my PC and launch Link Client? Why don't I use my application just to get in touch with these persons, right? So what I'm doing here, and what you see on the right side of the screen, is like a screen of the PC of that lady, right? That's her Link Client, native Link Client. She is probably working in the office or maybe in a hotel, because she is also in some other city. And basically, what I'm doing is I'm chatting to her, right? Hey, maybe we looks like we are in the same city. Maybe we could go and grab some drinks together. Maybe we can discuss some interesting stuff, simply speaking, right? We could connect. So again, without looking at that right part of the screen, which is native Link Client, just looking at that left side of the screen, what you have seen? You've seen an application that was doing some telemetry, that was doing some database searches, that was doing some communication. That's where the link is. There was a presence involved, there was I am involved. Potentially there could be some other communication channels opened, right? Again, the intention of that simple demo was to show you that you can enable communication between people, like travelers, with the intention of bringing them together intentionally, with saving costs for the company. Yes.
Is it possible to have video and audio support in
the question is whether that's possible to add audio and video in the kind of like application like that. As of today, you could potentially do it by scheduling conference and joining the two people in the same conference. Yes, so you could do it, right? In the nearest future, we are going to add additional API which will allow peer-to-peer communication with these two people. So the answer is yes of today, with a conference slightly more complex, in the nearest future will become slightly more easy.
But in first case, mm-hmm.
In that first case, you would use the Link Mobile client, yes. Yeah. Okay. Let me switch to another demo really quickly, and I hope you don't mind that I doing it that way with showing you some recorded demos. The thing is, it's quite easy to break a demo that way if you are doing it live, and here I can explain what's happening behind the scenes. So what is happening with the second demo is really we are going to use also the Unified Communication Web API. However, as you can see in that second demo, it's about some other application. It's about the medical portal. The medical portal, the idea of providing the ability to people who have simple questions about health, like I'm having a headache, I just took that pill, can I have another pill? You don't have to go to the doctor for that. There are perhaps other ways, just asking even the doctor who can be online, or maybe even searching the database against these common questions. But people in pain, they really want to have the quick answers, fast answers. So why don't we provide something that is like a self-service portal that, if needed, can also provide the ability to communicate with real nurse or real doctor? That's the idea behind that demo, right? Okay, and again, because it's a combination of things, I will be stopping the demo and explaining what's happening. All right, so what's happening here, let me just push it on because initially it just tells about what's being used, is there is someone, like a patient, who is going to that medical portal, a medical portal of some hospital or something like that. What's happening at the moment when that person signs in to that portal is there is on this right side of the screen, maybe you don't see it very well, but this is like automated bot that starts welcoming and also answering certain or suggesting certain actions, right? When that person is going through the web pages and going through, these are my symptoms, I'm having some pain in my hand, there is something happening, that bot which is actually being driven by UC web application, is already having some suggestions what could be the next step on that web page. So far, there is nothing specific to the communications yet here, but if you look here, you can also start asking about the questions, right? Okay, so that bot is giving some suggestions, and he can also ask, do you have this type of pain in your hand? Maybe it's more kind of in your finger, or maybe it's partially in your elbow, right here. So, and you can answer questions, you can start answering questions through the bot as well, right? This is where you don't anymore navigate via web page, but you start to communicate with the, in this case, automated application, right? Which can then drive you through the subsequent web pages to find appropriate information, right? And that bot, as you can in a moment we'll see, will also be able to give you the suggestions where in the web page you can go. However, you can also see here down in the bottom, I'm sorry, it's very, very down the bottom, another button that allows us to initiate another type of communication. If I don't find myself answer to my question, why am I having this pain in my hand, right? Maybe I should like to chat with some live person, like with nurse and the doctor, right? So this is the button that launches the communication with the live person, right? When I click on that button, right, instead of being communicating with a bot, I'm being redirected. My communication is being set up with a live person. Of course, typical disclaimers. And then, when we set up the communication with the live person, there is also these APIs that we are using, because now here is exactly what we discussed in previous demo. Here is the conference that is being set up with a live person, and using the link UC Web APIs, we are setting up the conference with a live person, conference of today, as of today, or peer-to-peer communication in near future with a live person. I have to admit that this demo is a little bit kind of like future seeing, because what I'm showing to you right now is not a conference. This is the peer-to-peer communication. This is how it will look like in the next version of our API. But the intention here is to be able to see among many link users, nurses, doctors, who is available, select that person, and get into communication with them, right? With audio or audio and video. In which time frame? I believe we are talking about this first part of the next calendar year. We already have that extended API in our open how do you call it, beta program, if you wish, TAP program. And there are some customers who also already have access to that API. And I believe the time frame is first part of 2015 for that, for the availability of that type of peer-to-peer communication. But the underlying API will be Unified Communication Web API, which is available today. Okay. All right. So this is where I will stop the demo and come back to the presentation. I just wanted to show you the art of possible here. These, of course, were not real applications that customers have built. These were our own Microsoft internal demos, right? But I already know about a couple of customers who are building similar applications for their own use. It's primary right now in the financial sector, because they require a lot of communication with the customers, but also medical sector or healthcare sector is also very interested in these couple applications, right? So that was the art of the possible with these web APIs, right? Just to open your eyes and help with the imagining what you could do. Let's now come back to the presentation, and let's go through a little bit of more technical depth. And I have to admit, I'm not a developer. Some of you might understand it even better than me, but I will try to explain it as best as I can. The idea behind the UC Web API, or UCWA, is about the client to server communication, right? When we or your application is communicating with the server, which is the link server as of today here, or link online in the near future, we are opening what's called channels. There are two channels that's being opened. One is the command and response channel. Officially it's called command channel, but basically it's a command and response. The other channel is the event channel. Why we have two channels? Well, the first is obvious. We are telling server, give me some data or do something, do some action, and there is a response, here is the data, or yes, I did it, or no, you cannot do that, right? The other channel is the event channel, which asynchronously tells from the server to your application that something has happened. Let me give you an example just to help you understand why we have these. So first, let's think you want to see what is the present status of your colleague, right? You might be asking what's the present status and getting the information, he is busy. You might be asking again, what's the present status and getting information is busy. That's stupid. That's not a good way of doing the programming, right? Because then we would be wasting cycles and eventually also, like for mobile devices, wasting battery on the mobile device by continuously communicating. So instead what we are doing, we are saying to the server, hey, I want to know what is the present status of my colleague. And the colleague, when he changes the present status, right, when he, for example, finishes the conference call and becomes available, the link server will tell us over the event channel, hey, asynchronously, will tell us asynchronously over the event channel, hey, that person just became available. Absolutely. The other things that could be given from server to clients would be like photo. It's not just about the present status. About you will see in a moment there are many more properties that can be pushed back from the server to the client. So anyway, so this is the idea of two channels. One is command and response, and the other event channel. As you see, both channels are open via the HTTP protocol, actually within the HTTPS protocol. Secure protocol, because obviously we want all that communication to be secure. Whenever the communication channel, or command channel rather, is opened, when you authenticate toward the link server, you get a certain set of resources within the link server accessible via the UC Web IPA. These resources could be different depending on who you are. If you are authenticating link user, you might be given access to a broader set of resources than when you are just accessing the UC web application as a guest. Because as a guest that, for example, was invited to a conference, you don't really need to have the access to so many resources. You probably need to be able to access that conference, understand the list of participants of the conference, but you don't need to, for example, subscribe to the presence of other people that are not part of the conference. Right? So that list of resources can differ. And I guess you had a question. I think I understand your question. Вы можете тоже спросить по-русски, если это удобно. Понятно, понятно. The question was whether through the UC Web API we also are able to provide the information about the federated contacts. And the answer is no, because this is the UC Web application, UC Web API towards my link system. I'm not able to give you the information or access through other link system users, right? For that, you would need to go to the UC Web application of that system, right? That's the answer. So it's not about the supporting, it's about the principle. We are only providing information and capabilities of this system, right? Okay, so one more thing about the architecture that I would like to say is the fact that Even if I mentioned so many times that there is this API is built on the HTTP protocol, there are some, they call them helpers. In fact, you can think about them as a libraries written in different languages. Actually, today we have the libraries written in JavaScript language, but we are coming with other libraries, I believe, written in .NET and written in C#. For those programmers that would prefer to program that way, because programming on HTTP level, it's quite low-level programming, as I understand, right? So we already provide some additional helpers, libraries, to ease certain tasks, right? All right. As I was saying, the UCWA is a REST-based API. Oops, sorry, REST-based API. The concept of REST is that we are issuing requests which are built using the URLs, right? Basically, we are creating the URL, and that URL can dynamically change, if you wish, depending on the responses that I'm getting back from the server. Let me visualize that. That'll be, I think, easier. So, let me build a slide. It will be easier. So, if I'm issuing my first request toward my UCW application, I will be given some information about some other properties or some other actions that I could be launching. So I'm having first request, which is usually towards very basic first URL, and I'm getting back a response, hey, here are the information, and here are the links, next links that you can go to for more information or more actions. And some information might be like, if I'm, for example, asking about me, property me, which basically means give me information about my own properties. It could be a photo of me, it could be my own present status, or if I'm asking about some other people, of course, I would need to tell inside of the URL what other person I have in mind, right? Then I can also get information about the other person's present status or some other information. Of course, I will not be given so many things like about myself. I will not be given information about the contacts of that people, but I will be given certain properties, right? And also I'm being given certain URLs that I can launch, that I can go to launch certain actions, right? For example, start the meeting or schedule a meeting, which is not shown here, right? Or, for example, start a call, stuff like that, right? This is basically the example of how the UCWA response looks like, right? Here is the properties that we are being given, right? And there are these other links that I'm being directed to. The idea here is that you should never try to hard code those links, because they can change. And it's not about Microsoft changing the API. It's more about depending on how link server configures link admin configures the server, or depending on who you are, you might have access to certain properties or not. Right? Of course, the whole communication is carried on in authenticated manner. Right? So when I'm accessing the UC web application, the more properties I will be given. I will be given more properties if I'm authenticated user. Right? The more actions I can launch also if I'm authenticated user. There is also capability of use the UC web application as on non-authenticated user, for example, for joining conferences as a guest. Now, since that was a quite heavy theory, I think, let's go through some another examples just to visualize and help understand what all that API can provide in terms of now how you use it or how you as developer can use it. Well, for those of you who never did that, that's the place to start. UCWA.link.com. Let me go there and show you some things. Okay. So if you go to the ucwa.link.com, you will be shown with this Link Web Developer portal. And the first thing that it's worth to do is to explore the demo, right? And that's what we will quickly do, and then I will show you how to do the how to start in terms of actual development. In order to have more capabilities, I will sign in here. You only have to have the Microsoft account to sign in here to the Link Web Developer Portal. And since already had my password cached, then I have already been signed in. So let's get started with the demos, right? What that portal provides you is not just a demo. And that's the very first thing that I would like to say. I will come back to the demo in a moment. Let me just close that. After I signed in, for a period of 8 hours, I'm being given access to something that you could call a developer sandbox. In that developer sandbox, and this demo that I, for a moment you've seen, will run against that developer sandbox. But you can already think that this developer something is something you can use. That developer sandbox will consist of 3 Link users. They are real Link users that are sitting, they are not real persons. They are Link users in terms of configuration, and access to them is available via Link UC Web API that is provided by this sandbox, developer sandbox. And that demo is just running that against the developer sandbox. I will later show you how you can use the developer sandbox on your own with your own code, okay? Which basically means you can even start coding using UC Web application without the Link server whatsoever, right? Just for a period of 8 hours, you will get credentials. You can do the testing, whatever. Then you get next credentials for next hours and so on. And these are, by the way, the credentials. You don't see the username password. Why? Because these are credentials that are being used in the HTTP requests, so they are already encoded, right? Okay, let's go back to the demo that is running against that sandbox, right? So the demo is exploring these 3 people, right? So Emmy, Fernando, and Sarah, right, are Link users that were created for me when I signed to that Link Web Developer portal, right? And the first thing that the demo is showing is basically you can change the presence status, right? For example, please note that right now, presence status of Emmy is green, it's available, right? I will change it to busy, red, and you see that there is certain action that is launched against, HTTP action that is launched against a specific URL that tells I want to change presence of Emmy and I want her current presence to be busy, which basically changed presence of Emmy to busy. And you will see in next demos that her presence will be busy, okay? Okay, so now what I can do over the UC Web application is to get the presence as well, right? I can subscribe to a presence of other people. Do you remember I changed Emmy's presence to busy, right? Now it's busy. If someone else, like Fernando, subscribes to presence of Emmy, the presence of Emmy will be shown to him. So this is your application that is changing the presence. This is another application. Remember, this is the demo. Still, this is art of possible. This is another application that is getting the presence, right? So I will do similar things like before. Instead of changing to busy, now I will switch to away, to a yellow presence. So I changed here. There was some request sent towards the UC Web application, to the Link server actually, via the UC Web application. And then over the event channel, remember I told you about the event channel, another application got the notification, hey, Emmy has just changed the presence from busy to away. Or maybe Emmy has just become, note her presence being changed. Now she doesn't want to be disturbed, right? She changed her presence to do not disturb. And in a moment, there is some traffic going on, her presence will be do not disturb. So this is the developer sandbox of the real link server, again, kind of like developer link server that we provide for developers, if you wish, for a limited period of time, that allows you to start doing the programming. Okay, let's move on. What else can we do with the UC web application? We can IM between people, right? Here's our Emmy, and she became available right now. She wants to talk to some other person, right? Like to Sarah, right? Note what will be happening here, down the screen. When I'm sending that message, where are you? There is a message sent from first application, which kind of looks like link, but it's not link. It's a web-based application, your own application. And that message is going to another application of Sarah, right? So the UC web application API provides the ability to the chatting, simply speaking. And of course, I can reply and so on, right? And the communication is both ways, right? It's a peer-to-peer IM messaging that's happening over the UC web application API from any application that you write to any application that you write. Not the same application. It's basically, this could be on a mobile phone, this could be link line, or could be your own application, right? This is just a demo inside of the web browser. And finally, of course, of course, this is something that I will not be able to demonstrate here because I don't have the US-based phone. The demo is limited to US only. You can also place a call, phone call, using that API. Now, after the demo, how do you start actually coding, right? If you want to develop your own application using that API. First, it would be good that you understand the API itself. So we have the whole documentation here. Yes. Phone call. The question was about the previous part of the demo when I said the phone call. And in this case, it's actually callback. It's the link server that's calling me and connecting to my application, right? And then connecting to some US-based phone. This is just a piece of the demo. Okay, so first thing that you might want to know, how do you start with it? So you have the whole documentation part, which is describing what this API is all about, right? How do you program against it, right? And provides, let me just quickly go to the reference, and provides, for example, a list of resources that you can query and what do they mean. Let me, for example, find about the let's say, for example, about the contact, right? So you have description of all the resources. This is a typical description of API, right? What are the pieces of that API? What are the resources? What are actions that you can trigger? Something, stuff like that, right? When it comes to communication, right? There are these actions that you can trigger over the API. For example, the action of muting audio. If I'm in conference, I would like to my application to provide like a mute button, right? This is the action that I should trigger, right? And the portal describes how to build the URL for triggering that action. Beyond that, right, beyond the description itself, you also have here access to or information or how to access communities or forums of developers who are already doing this type of development using that UC web application. And finally, and I think that's the most interesting piece, and I'll come back to that one. I told you that this is developer sandbox, right? I've told you that there are three link users that you can code against, kind of. How do you do that? Well, there is this helper libraries, or rather examples, that you can download, right? So let me download them really quickly. I will download them right now. Actually, I already have them downloaded, but I'll just get the latest version just in case, right? And if I, when I have these examples are written, I believe, in JavaScript, right? They were built already in a way that allows you to kind of like start by extending them, right? All you have to do is to extract these examples. So let me just extract them. And put them on the IIS web server. So I'm running, just for the purpose of this session, I'm running my IIS server on my laptop here. So I'll put these samples here. You probably recognize inetpub, wwwroot. I'll put them here. Yes, please. Okay, I'll just make it simple so I don't have to type so long URL. Okay, and then I will open my web browser and say I want to go to that server which will be running these demo applications, which is my local host here, and I'll be going to the UCWA. All right. So this is just entry to that example applications, right? They are very simplistic. They are for developers. Now, with relation to that sandbox that I told you, right? If I want to use these applications against my own server, I use my own topology and provide my own link user account. If I have my link on-premise server, or in the future, if I would be able to use it against the link online, then I would be giving here my link account in my link online cloud. But if I want to use it against that sandbox that I told you about, I can use my sandbox credentials. So I will use one of these credentials, like credentials FME. I'll just copy it here. All right, that will be credential, and the domain of that sandbox, gotuc.net. You have this information here on the web developer portal, actually. You have it here, right? So you have to use gotuc.net, and you have to copy one of those credentials. All right. And now, just wait a little bit. So what's happening right now? My web browser is going to web server that is sitting on my PC, but that doesn't matter. The web server is now going to that sandbox somewhere at Microsoft, I don't even know where, and is signing in me as that user, as Emmy. Wait a moment, and I should be signed in. I think I'm already signed in. Let me see then, for example, information about me as Emmy. You don't see that actually it's Emmy. Current status of presence, I'm online, right? If I change my present status to busy, this is more or less the same that the demo was doing, but demo was much nicer, right? I change my presence of Emmy as busy, and I'm getting the present status. Again, this is not anymore a demo, this is more about development. See, what's happening inside of a link server is also happening here in my web browser. I don't have link client at all. Well, I do have my link client, but I'm not signed in as a link user. I'm just using the web browser via the UC web application to get some things. Now, to have it more visual, I will open the next web browser. Give me a second. Because I have to sign in as different user, I will use different browser now. I will use this browser. And I'll go again to my own server, UC web application. Okay. This time, I will sign in, gotuc Okay, and I will use credential of not Emmy, but I will use credential Fernando. Right? Remember, we had three users in my sandbox. So I use credential of Fernando and sign in here. So what I should be getting here in a moment, I will have two users signed in. On the left side, it's Emmy. On the right side, I will have in a moment after he signs in Fernando, right? In the same PC, but the idea is I'm having two different applications right now, okay? So now, remember, I changed present status of Emmy to busy, right? If I would like, for example, now to, present subscription. For example, I would like to subscribe to Emmy's presence. Just a second, that was through me dashboard, and I, no, subscription. Group subscribe, and okay. See the Emmy's presence here? I just subscribe to presence of these other people. I'm Fernando, I'm subscribed to presence of all the people in certain group. I can see Emmy presence. Now let me change the presence of Emmy now to, for example, online or available, right? So here is, I already changed that to available. In a moment that will refresh, and see here, I'm showing you more or less the same things here that I shown in that nicer looking demo, but here is the code that's driving it. Look at that. I'll let you answer that. Here is the code. Wait a moment. Here is the code. Here's the actual code written that is driving that behavior, right? Here is the code that's driving that behavior. You can get a code, put in your application, and start doing things, right? Please.
Can we get source code of a nice demo that you showed previously with a
Lean style part? The question is whether you can get that source code of the nicer demo. I don't think so, right? But I think this is a really good start. This is a really good start, but without the graphics. And the point here, though, I would like to, I understand you, but the point here is we assume that you will be building communication application in your own application. For example, you have a financial application that's doing accounting, right? And for example, you have accounting record that was built by Mr. Jones. And you are adding the functionality of showing the presence of Mr. Jones, or maybe chatting to Mr. Jones in your accounting application, right? So that's why we are providing code that can help you to build or get it into your own application. That's, I think, the idea. But again, I'm not a developer.
I know, because creating such UI from scratch is hard. And in previous SDK,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. Well, that's what the group that does the development of this API provides, unfortunately. And the final thing that I wanted to show you, just to more visualize things, right, is the conference thing, right? So once again, using the same UC web application and using the same Link Developer Sandbox, what I would like to show you that is possible to launch a conference and join into that conference, right? So what the Emmy will do on the left side, is that related to the previous question? You have a question, yeah? Mm-hmm.
So is there any limitation regarding connection count I can make via web API? For example, if I use some kind of server account, mm-hmm. How many connections at the same time I can open to?
Yeah, the question was simply, can we protect the Link server against, malicious attempts to have too many connections? I don't know the exact number, but there is a throttling. You will not be able to have too many connection attempts towards the UC web application. If there are too many, your connections will be denied, even without asking you for authorization. But honestly, I don't know the number. If you need that number, come back to me. I'll try to dig out. Probably it should be written somewhere in the documentation of the UC Web application. Okay, so very shortly. So now Amy on the left, Fernando on the right, and for some reason, we would like the application, which is represented by this web page, your own application to launch conference and provide the information to Amy. Launch the conference by Amy and provide the information to Fernando, right? So let's launch a conference. That will be test conference via link web API. Okay? So this is my test conference, and I'm about to launch it, and I'm about to give that to Fernando. Okay, in a moment, you will see here, oh, there it is, right? What has happened in the background, when I click that schedule button, via the UC Web application, your application just communicated to the link server and said, I would like to have a conference created. The link server via UC Web application responded, here is the conference. This is the SIP address of the conference. If you would like to join that conference, join it, please. Right? And to make it easy, there is a join meeting button here. So when I click it, it will actually, for a moment, will try to join the conference using my link client, because I have a link client installed. But I will just deny that request. Just give it a second. And if I did not have my link client installed on my PC, it would instantly go to the web-based link web API, link web application, which we are using. So this is the moment where, for a second, it tries to join that link meeting with my link client. No, I would like to join it using my link web API. Wait a moment, it takes a little bit of time. I believe there is a certain latency. So this is my Amy. Okay. And I would like to join the meeting. Okay. I don't want audio right now, but what I would like to show to you is here. This is the conference that I scheduled, and this is the conference that I joined. In a moment, I will get the list of participants with just Amy, right? Because we are running out of time, I could do the same thing on the second browser as well. Just would need to copy that that SIP URI of the conference I could join from the other web browser. But think about it that way. That could be your own application, scheduling conference on the link server, financial application, medical health application, scheduling conference link server, and then joining users in the same conference that could include audio and video. Your own application will not, at this moment, handle audio video. We are launching link web application for that. But in the next version of API, you could even embed audio and video controls in your application, in your financial or medical application, right? That's the intention, and that's the where we are right now with this API. So we have like a core layer of control over certain communication capabilities, and that core level of control we can start building into our own applications. These, your own applications could run in the web browser, as I've seen you. Again, this is just the developer's examples, you see, right? But think about your own financial bookkeeping application, whatever, web-based, right? Or you can write your own mobile application on the Windows phone, on the iPhone, on the tablets. Yeah, universal application that could talk via the UC web-based application. And the intention here is you just write the application kind of once, right? Because once it's leveraging UC web application, it's a universal API. You don't have to rewrite how it interacts with the link server, right? Okay. Because we are almost out of time, I will just wrap up right now by saying we are providing, I think, quite vast level of capabilities with that UC web application. And please, if you are interested in developing your own application that will be communication enabled, start with this place. Very simple to remember, ucwa@link.link.com, right? And more or less start thinking about how you could communication enable your own application. And I guess with that, I'll just leave remaining couple of minutes for any questions that might be Yes, was whether for the or through the UC Web application you can have a communication with a response group or other functions of Link. Did I get it? I'm just checking if I understand Russian. So let me think about this. Boris is saying yes, and I think he knows. I'm hesitating to say yes just because the response group is not a regular Link user, right?
Yes, but
Correct. The communication is between the server and the actual endpoint, not through the response group. I'm tempted to say yes as well then, but I will double check that. Yeah, I think the answer is yes. I'm 90% sure. I'm sorry, I'm doing... потом, у нас уже полчаса первого, да? Хорошо сказал? Видите? Все-таки правее. Так, давайте окончим презентацию сейчас. Если какие-нибудь вопросы остались, давайте подходите здесь. Или же я буду вечером as the expert. Или же спрашивайте via Yammer Group. Спасибо большое за ваше внимание сейчас. Я думаю, сейчас время на обед, да? Так что давайте я здесь, если какие-нибудь вопросы остались. Спасибо большое.